Chapter 11. Babel built, language confounded, generations of Shem, Abram born, married and goes into Canaan. And the whole earth was of the same language and of the same speech. And it came to pass that many journeyed from the east. As they journeyed from the east, they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and dwelt there in the plain of Shinar. And they said one to another, Come, go to, let us make brick and burn them thoroughly. And they had brick for stone, and they had slime for mortar. And they said, Come, go to, let us build us a city, and a tower whose top will be high, nigh unto heaven. And let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. And the Lord came down, beholding the city and the tower which the children of men were building. And the Lord said, Behold, the people are the same, and they all have the same language. And this tower they begin to build. And now nothing will be restrained from them which they have imagined, except I, the Lord, confound their language, that they may not understand one another's speech. So I, the Lord, will scatter them abroad from thence, upon all the face of the land, and unto every quarter of the earth. And they were confounded, and left off to build the city, and they hearkened not unto the Lord. Therefore is the name of it called Babel, because the Lord was displeased with their works, and did there confound the language of all the earth. And from thence did the Lord scatter them abroad upon the face thereof. And these were the generations of Shem. And Shem, being 100 years old, begat Arphaxad 2 years after the flood. And Shem lived, after he begat Arphaxad, 500 years, and begat sons and daughters. And Arphaxad lived 35 years, and begat Salah. And Arphaxad lived, after he begat Salah, 403 years, and begat sons and daughters. And Salah lived 30 years, and begat Eber. And Salah lived, after he begat Eber, 403 years, and begat sons and daughters. And Eber lived 34 years, and begat Peleg. And Eber lived, after he begat Peleg, 430 years, and begat sons and daughters. And Peleg lived 30 years, and begat Reu. And Peleg lived, after he begat Reu, 209 years, and begat sons and daughters. And Reu lived 32 years, and begat Serug. And Reu lived, after he begat Serug, 207 years, and begat sons and daughters. And Serug lived 30 years, and begat Nahor. And Serug lived, after he begat Nahor, 200 years, and begat sons and daughters. And Nahor lived 29 years, and begat Terah. And Nahor lived, after he begat Terah, 119 years, and begat sons and daughters. And Terah lived 70 years, and begat Abram, Nahor, and Haran. Now these were the generations of Terah. Terah begat Abram, Nahor, and Haran. And Haran begat Lot. And Haran died before his father Terah in the land of his nativity, in Ur of the Chaldees. And Abram and Nahor took them wives. And the name of Abram's wife was Sarah, and the name of Nahor's wife Milcah, the daughter of Haran, the father of Milcah and the father of Iscah. But Sarah was barren, and she bare no child. And Terah took Abram his son, and Lot the son of Haran, his son's son, and Sarah his daughter-in-law, his son Abram's wife, and went forth with them from Ur of the Chaldees to go into the land of Canaan. And they came into Haran and dwelt there. And the days of Terah were 205 years, and Terah died in Haran.